What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking fern addiction to the curb and reclaiming your precious time. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own, constantly pulling you back in with that hypnotic glow? You know the feeling when you're supposed to be getting things done, but suddenly you're lost down a rabbit hole of cat videos and questionable TikToks. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. But today, we're diving deep into something crucial. The impact screen addiction can have on our mental health. Now, before you start freaking out, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing technology or becoming a digital hermit. We live in a world that thrives on connectivity, and smartphones are pretty darn handy. But when they start ruling our lives, it's time to hit the pause button. Think of this episode as your wake-up call, your chance to understand the hidden costs of excessive screen time and discover practical ways to reclaim your mental well-being. So buckle up, friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that could seriously change your relationship with your phone. 1. The dopamine trap. Ever notice how every notification triggers a little burst of excitement? That's dopamine, the feel-good neurochemical, doing its thing. Social media, games, even those cute cat videos, they all hijack our brain's reward system, leaving us craving more and more. It's like a delicious but addictive candy bar, fun in the moment, but ultimately not good for you in the long run. 2. Anxiety on steroids. Scrolling through endless feeds can fuel anxiety and comparisonitis. We start comparing our lives to perfectly curated online personas, leading to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. Remember that Instagram feed is a highlight reel, not reality. Don't let it steal your joy. Focus on building real-life connections and celebrating your unique journey. 3. Sleepless nights. The blue light emitted from screens messes with our sleep patterns by suppressing melatonin production, the hormone that regulates our circadian rhythm. This can lead to insomnia, fatigue, and a whole host of other health problems. Put down the phone at least an hour before bed, trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. 4. FOMO overload. Fear of missing out, it's real, it's pervasive, and it can be seriously draining. Constantly checking social media to see what everyone else is doing can lead to a sense of restlessness and dissatisfaction with your own life. Remember, true happiness comes from living in the present moment, not chasing after fleeting online experiences. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. Here's the kicker: excessive screen time often prevents us from connecting with the real world around us. We miss out on meaningful conversations, shared laughter, and genuine human connection. Put down your phone, look up, and engage with the people in front of you. You might be surprised at what you discover. Okay, let's talk about a scenario that many of us have probably experienced. Imagine you're at dinner with friends trying to catch up and enjoy each other's company. But everyone keeps checking their phones, scrolling through social media, or taking photos instead of truly being present. Suddenly, the conversation feels superficial, the laughter feels forced, and the connection feels strained. You're not alone, this happens all the time. The bottom line is this. Our phones can be incredibly useful tools, but they shouldn't control our lives. Remember, your mental health matters. By being mindful of our screen time, setting healthy boundaries, and prioritizing real-world connections, we can reclaim our time, energy, and overall well-being. So, are you ready to ditch the digital distractions and embrace a more balanced and fulfilling life? Take charge, start small, and celebrate your progress. I believe in you. Join me tomorrow for another dose of phone-free living, because together, we can break free from the screen addiction and create a world where technology enhances our lives, not dominates them. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.